本的喜乐,
you are our joy.
你是我们生命的泉源,
and you are the fountain of our life.
我们的力量, 我们一切的供应,
and we get strength and provision from you.
没想到我们主耶稣的时候,
every time we think of you, it's sweet in our heart.
当我们把赞美, 感谢, 像馨香一样献到你面前的时候, 主你的心也是何等的满足,
when we offer our offerings of thanksgiving to you, how satisfies your heart.
在今天早晨这样的敬拜中,
in this such a worship today,
我们深深相信你在享受了我们的赞美,
we believe that you enjoy our praises.
主我们渴望的就是更多认识你,
although we long to know you more,
我们渴望更多的爱慕你,
and we long to love you more,
我们也渴望更多的像你,
and we long to be more like you.
所以这首诗歌我们所唱的, 愿主也成全在我们的身上,
and may you work in such work in us as we sing the hymn.
你知道我们这许多弟兄姊妹, 我们个个渴慕能够像你一样,
because you know that we all long to be like you.
所以求主把更多的丰富倾倒下来,
may you pour down all abundance to us,
把你更多的爱充满在我们的里面,
fill us with your love,
让我每一颗心, 我们都向着你而去,
so that all our hearts run after you.
在今天早晨这个聚会中间, 我们求主你的祝福我们,
and may you bless our meeting this morning,
祝福你的话语,
and bless your words,
把你的生命供应给我们,
and give us your life,
领我们向前走路,
and lead us forward,
好叫我们更多的荣耀你,
so that we will glorify you more.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
阿们,
阿们。
我们非常欢喜来到弟兄姊妹的中间,
very happy to come to you.
我觉得上一次我来到Cupertino弟兄姊妹中间, 差不多是5年之前的事,
last time we came was like 5 years ago.
我想这里也增加了许多新的弟兄姊妹,
I believe we have new brothers and sisters now.
所以今天能够再和弟兄姊妹在主面前一同相聚, 我们心中感觉到非常的甘美,
and we really feel happy and rejoicing to be with you again.
我想和弟兄姊妹, 我们献了都几处的圣经,
let's read some scripture verses.
我们首先要读的是哥林德后书第2章14节到15节,
2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 14, 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 2,
我们反到了之后弟兄姊妹一同来念,
let's read together.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜, 并借着我们在国土显扬 那因认识基督而有的香气, 因为我们在神面前, 无论在得救的人身上 和灭亡的人身上, 都有基督馨香之气。 我们再读创世纪27章,
Genesis 27,
我们从26节读到29节,
Verses 26 through 29.
他父亲以撒对他说, 我儿你上前来与我亲嘴, 他就上前与父亲亲嘴, 他父亲一闻他衣服上的香气, 就给他祝福, 说, 我儿的香气如同耶和华赐福之田地的香气一样, 愿神赐你天上的甘露, 地上的肥土, 并许多五谷新酒, 愿多民侍奉你, 多国跪拜你, 愿你做你弟兄的主, 你母亲的儿子同你跪向你跪拜, 凡祝福你的, 愿他说祝福, 为你祝福的, 愿他蒙福。 我们就暂时读这两处圣经,
this will conclude our scripture reading.
我们特别注意到哥林德后书第2章的那句话,
let's pay special attention to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
在国处显扬那 因认识基督而有的香气。
To spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
今天早晨，我和弟兄姊妹交通的就是香气。
And this morning I want to share with you about the fragrance.
来讲到基督徒的香气。
The fragrance of Christians.
我们先和弟兄姊妹啊，来思想一件事情。
Let's meditate on one thing.
就当初雅各为什么能够得着他父亲的祝福呢？
Why in Genesis chapter 7, how Jacob was able to receive his father's blessing?
我们知道当初啊，他父亲以撒本来是要祝福他的长子以扫。
We all know that his father Isaac was originally intending to bless his first son, Esau.
那么许多我们许多弟兄姊妹都知道，或者是雅各用诡计把他哥哥的祝福啊就骗来了。
But then we all know that Jacob tricked his father to receive his blessing.
虽然是如此，但是呢，我们是以撒呀，并不是一个太糊涂的人。
Even so, but we still believe that Isaac was not so confused, so dumb.
他是有些糊涂。
Maybe he was confused.
但是呢，也不全然糊涂。
But he was not that all unclear.
因为等到雅各把那个美味做来给他父亲吃的时候，
because when Jacob brought his food,
他父亲有点不大相信。
He was not quite convinced.
他说声音呢是雅各的声音。
That this is Jacob's voice.
那个手呢是以扫的手。
But Esau's hands.
所以他也在怀疑了，到底给我吃美味这个儿子啊，是不是我的长子以扫呢？
So he was really doubting if this is indeed Esau.
但是啊，当他一闻到那个雅各身上那个香气的时候啊。
But when Isaac smelled the smell of his clothes.
那么以扫的手腹啊就倾倒下来了。
And his blessings were poured out.
他说啊，我儿啊，你的香气啊，如同耶和华赐福之田地的香气一样啊。
He says, oh, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed.
所以他就祝福说，愿神赐给你天上的甘露，地上的肥土啊。
So he says, may God give you of heaven's dews and the earth's richness.
并且许多的五个星期都赐给你。
And the abundance of grain and new wine.
愿多民侍奉你，愿多国跪拜你。
May nations serve you and people bow down to you.
所以啊，是雅各身上所发出的那个香气啊，把他的父亲的祝福啊就吸引出来。
So we may say that the fragrance of Jacob draw out the blessings of his father.
所以这个香气呢是非常重要的一个关键。
So this smell of his son was a critical key.
雅各能够得到了父亲的祝福，因为他的衣服上啊有那个馨香之气。
So the smell of his clothes was the reason for him to receive the blessing.
所以我们要知道，神的儿女能够梦到天父的祝福啊，我们身上的香气是很要紧的。
Likewise, the fragrance on us will also draw out the blessings of our Heavenly Father.
我们基督徒的身上啊，应该散发出一种香气来。
There should be a fragrance on us Christians.
这个衣服呢，是代表我们生活行为的表现。
But the clothes represent our acts, our behaviors.
是让人家呀，一闻到你身上的香气啊，人人都喜悦到，感觉喜悦。
And hopefully the smell of our clothes will please people.
那么我们的香气就是叫神一闻到啊，哎，就是我们生活行为上有一种气息，叫神闻到了之后啊，他的祝福就倾倒下来了。
And then also the fragrance, and that's the smell of our daily walk will draw out God's blessings.
所以哥林多后书那两句话是保罗所讲的。
And then Paul said the same thing in 2 Corinthians.
保罗说啊，我们在神面前啊，无论在得救的人身上或者灭亡的人身上啊，都有基督的馨香之气。
So he says we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are being perished.
保罗就是这样一个人。
And Paul was such a person.
他无论到什么地方，
wherever he goes,
他的身上都能够散发出一种馨香之气来。
He can spread everywhere the fragrance.
有一件事情呢，弟兄姊妹，你想想也很有意思。
Something is really intriguing.
一次保罗到以弗所，在以弗所住了几年了。
Once Paul went to Ephesus.
那么神的工作也是在保罗身上一直是传扬出去。
And he stayed there for several years, and God's work continued there.
圣经记载啊，有的人啊生病了，只要拿着保罗的手巾和他的围裙啊，哎，他们一拿出来之后啊，他们那个生病的人就好了。
And the Bible tells us that some sick can just be healed by touching Paul's handkerchief.
好像这是一件很觉得很稀奇、不可思议的事情啊。
This is such a miraculous thing.
这里就说出有一个属灵的意义。
And it has some spiritual meaning.
为什么保罗的手巾、保罗的围裙都有能给别人医治的力量呢？
Why did Paul's handkerchief or apron have power to heal?
这个手巾是保罗辛苦劳工作之后擦汗用的。
Because Paul used the handkerchief to wipe his sweat.
这个围裙呢，是代表他也劳苦服侍的时候啊所需用的。
And Paul uses his apron while he labored.
这就是跟我们看见了，当保罗在那里努力殷勤的服侍。
So while Paul was serving diligently,
并且那么谦卑的在那里做任何一些苦难的工作。
And then when he was suffering humbly,
他是能够那样为着主的缘故啊，连这个什么都不顾的。
And while he forsake everything for the Lord.
所以一个这样肯谦卑服侍，殷勤到一个地方，满身是汗的。
Such humble and diligent servant while labor.
所以当这样他在主面前服侍的时候啊，那股馨香之气啊，就让保罗身上就发出来了。
While he worked in such a manner for the Lord, his fragrance comes out.
这个就是讲到，你看见保罗这个服侍主的人啊，他的劳苦、他的殷勤、他的谦卑，从他身上所发出的气息啊，就叫别人所感动而能够得到医治、得到帮助。
And this fragrance of Paul, while serving diligently, can help others.
我们再看看保罗啊，也是被关到腓立比的监狱里边。
And one time, Paul was put into the prison in Philippi.
那么，假设是我的话呢，我们被关在监牢里边的话，我们一定是心里面很痛苦、很难过。
If it happened to us, I believe we will probably be in deep sorrow.
哎呀，到底我侍奉的主啊，是不是真的？
Is God the one that I serve real?
为什么我们那么热心、那么殷勤的服侍主，结果那主也不祝福我，反而被关在监牢里边？你看看。
Why is that I serve him so diligently, yet he did not bless me but put me in jail?
所以我在监牢里面就埋怨了。
So I probably complain.
我怎么那么倒霉呢？
Oh, such bad luck.
别人没有碰见的事情给我碰见了。
Why such bad luck happened to me?
其他的人个个都很好。
And look at others, they are all prospering.
为什么今天我就落在这么困难的环境当中呢？
Why is that only I am in hardship?
这个监牢就代表我们生活环境里边呢，受到捆绑。
Because when I'm in prison, I'm bound in everything.
哎呀，觉得四围都是铜墙铁壁啊。
Because of all the walls are around me.
觉得一点光明都看不见。
There's no way out.
一点出路都没有。
There's no way out.
所以像今天这样的环境啊，你要我赞美，怎么是赞美得起来？
How can I praise God in such circumstances?
但是你看看那天保罗啊和希拉，他们在监牢里边呢，半夜里面就唱起诗歌赞美来。But
that night, Paul and Silas, they praised God.
那我们就知道那个故事。
We all know the story.
结果保罗、希拉一赞美的时候啊，地就大大的震动啊。
While they praised God, the earth shook.
这个监牢门就开放了。
And the jail doors opened.
那个重囚犯的锁链呢就掉下来了。
And all the shackles and chains fell off.
这地方基督徒一个秘诀啊。
And so we have a secret.
当你觉得在环境当中，你心境里边，你这就是捆绑和暗的时候。
When you feel you are in deep darkness.
你如果越埋怨呐。 你的锁链并不是捆得越紧。The
more we complain, the more bound we are.
如果这个时候你学习了赞美。But
if we learn to praise at such moments.
哇，你的美意本是如此。Oh
Lord, because your good will is such.
虽然我不知道为什么这件事临到我。Even
though I do not know why such things happen to me.
我相信你有美意不比车。But
I believe you have your good will for me.
就当你这么赞美的时候啊，哎，你那个捆绑就。 脱落下来了。So
when we praise God, all our bondages will be
released. 你身上的许多的锁链、捆绑你的锁链，通通掉下来。All
the chains will fall off.
所以弟兄姊妹，你去试试看。
Try it, give it a try.
如果你不满意环境
If you are not satisfied with
what you have, or
you are not satisfied with your
environment,
the more we complain, the more pain we suffer. If we learn to praise God and give thanks in all situations, and all the chains will fall off. And at this such moment, and all the prisoners in the prison are blessed. Even the entire household of the jailer was saved. And that is his fragrance.
And
then he was captured in the city of Jerusalem.
啊, 那么后来呢, 他们就把他送到罗马去,
and they sent him to Rome.
啊, 那么到罗马去在地中海要坐船的时候啊,
and while they were sailing in the Mediterranean,
我们知道那个船呢, 就在地中海碰了这个, 碰见了风浪,
and the ship had a shipwreck.
啊, 船就出礁了。
The shipwreck.
那么很多人都想逃生啊, 要从船上跳下去啊, 要自己想办法逃走了。
And then people were trying to jump off the ship to run for their life.
大家都是在走投无路的时候啊。
Everyone was out of at their wit's end.
因为碰见这样的海难。
In such a storm.
人人心里面都惊慌得不得了的时候。
Everyone panicked.
保罗说那个话呀, 那真是太美了。
But Paul said something that was so beautiful.
他说你们众人啊, 你们都要尽量放心。
He says, do not lose heart.
昨天晚上, 神已经站在我旁边, 对我说话了。
Because the Lord spoke to me last night.
他说这个全场的人, 神都赐给我了。
Because he says he has given me every single life on
the ship. 如果你们自己想办法要逃走的话呢, 你们必不能得救。
But if you try to run for your own life, you will not be saved.
你们好好的在这里, 神已经把这个船都赐给我们。
But if you stay with us, God has saved, God will save us.
我相信神怎么对我说, 事情也必定怎么成就。
And I believe things will happen according to what God has told me.
现在你们大家放心好好的吃饭好了。
So please have meal.
保罗自己呢就在吃安心的很。
So he started take meal.
所以你看看呢, 就是大家都是惊慌不堪的时候。
While everyone was panicking.
那个保罗在船上, 虽然他是个囚犯,
even though he was too a prisoner,
但是全船的人都在他的, 可以说在他的管理之下,
but yet everyone was following him.
这个就是保罗身上散发出一种馨香之气来。
So Paul has this special fragrance on him.
那么后来我们还知道, 后来这个船就被蒙拯救了, 他被救到一个米利达那个小岛上面。
And then we all know that later on everyone was saved and then they land on the island.
那么岛上的土人呢, 啊, 看见他们从海里面上来啊, 衣服都湿了, 所以就在岛上跟他们生活啊, 就来把他们烤烤, 把他衣服烤烤干啊。
And the natives on the island tried to set up a fire for them to dry up their clothes.
就这么烤火的时候, 一条蛇啊, 就出来, 咬住保罗的手了。
And then while they were having fire, a poison snake bit Paul.
那么船上的人说啊, 他这个人啊, 这个人一定是个很坏的坏人。
So people are saying that, okay, this man must be a criminal.
虽然我们把他救上来了, 结果那毒蛇还咬到他,你看看。
Even though we saved him, but God will not let him go.
所以这个人呢, 一定是坏人的, 神就审判他, 我们就想呢, 他被蛇一咬的话, 一定是马上就倒下去要死掉。
Since he got bit by a snake, we believe he must die pretty soon.
哪里知道啊, 保罗啊, 就把这个, 把手一甩, 把这个蛇甩到手, 不要说没有倒下去, 连肿都没有肿起来。
But long behold, Paul just shook off the snake as if nothing happened.
你知道, 今天仇敌啊, 千方百计地要伤害我们。
We all know that enemy is trying all ways to hurt us.
我们一碰见仇敌来伤害的时候, 我们就是吃不消了, 我们就痛苦万分了。
Whenever we encounter the attack of enemies, we suffer so much.
但是保罗就把这条蛇一甩,
but Paul just shook off the snake as if nothing happened.
所以岛上的人说, 哎呀, 这个人是神啊。
And then the natives turn around and say, oh, this man must be God.
他馨香之气啊, 从他身上发射出来了。
Because this fragrance spread out.
是我们基督徒啊, 要在人面前见证啊, 我们必须要有馨香之气发射出来。
So in order for Christians to have a testimony in the world, we have to have this fragrance.
就是在我们的生活上, 在言语上, 在行为上, 在各方面呢, 都能够有一种气息, 是主耶稣基督馨香之气显在人中间。
In our everyday walk, in our speeches, we have to have this fragrance, the aroma of Christ.
这个是叫神悦纳，并且呢叫人蒙恩的。
This is accepted by God and will be a blessing for men.
那么我们现在要问呢、啊，这个香气从哪里来呢
？Now we want to ask ourselves, where does this fragrance come from?
哥林多后书二章说的，因认识基督而有的香气。
Second Corinthians chapter 2 tells us this fragrance is because of the knowledge of Christ.
我们要知道啊，我们人自己是我们身上没有香气。
We have to know that by ourselves we have no fragrance.
我们是般堕落过的人啊，我们身上是没有香气。
There's no fragrance on us, fallen men.
我们这般堕落过的人啊，我们有的都是臭气。
All we have is just stench.
圣经里面说我们是一般什么样的人呢、啊、
？What does the Bible describe us?
我们是死在过犯罪恶中的人。
We die in our transgressions.
所以我们是一般死人呐、啊。
So we are a bunch of dead people.
你想想看呢、啊，我们死在过犯罪恶中的人呢、啊，可能不可能有香气了
？So is it possible for a group of dead people to have fragrance?
所以这就说出啊，我们自己这般堕落过的、死在过犯罪恶中的人身上，我们只有臭气而没有香气。
So we all we have is just bad smell, not a fragrance.
好像拉撒路死掉了，人家说、啊、他已经死了30天了，已经他是发臭了。
After Lazarus died and he was buried, and people say he must smell very bad.
你看看今天我们大家在一起啊，我们常常说一句话。
And then whenever we gather together, we often say something.
哎呀，这个人我真是受不了他呀。
Oh, this person, I just cannot stand him.
你就说太太的呀，埋怨先生，我真是受不了你呀。
And sometimes wives will complain their husband, I just cannot stand you.
先生反过来说，我也受不了你呀。
And the husband will say, me too.
为什么我们是那么叫人受不了啊
？Why is that people cannot stand us?
因为啊，我们的肉体一发作出来的时候啊，满身臭味啊。
Because whenever we act in our flesh, we have this bad smell.
什么时候我们这个人活在肉体里面？
Whenever we live in our flesh,
我们凭着自己的肉体虚气的形式在那说话，在那一些行动。
And we act according to our flesh.
那我们身上的定规是叫别人受不了的一种臭味。
We will have this bad smell that people just cannot stand us.
这如果好受的，如果你身上是好受的香气的话，那别人还会这么讲你吗
？But if we have the fragrance, would people still say that to us?
今天家庭里还会有这么多的问题吗
？Will there still be problems in the family?
今天教会里还会发生那么多的事情吗
？Will there still be problems at churches?
今天人与人之间呢发生许多的难处啊，就是因为我们身上、啊、发射出来的是一股臭气。
It is this bad smell that caused so many conflicts among people.
弟兄姊妹，只有基督是馨香之气。
Only Christ has this fragrance.
诗篇45篇说啊，说到我们的主耶稣这位君王啊，他神用喜乐与膏他。
Psalm 45 tells us that God anoint Christ with the oil of gladness.
他说你的衣服啊都有没有沉香肉桂的香气。
Even your garment has this fragrant smell of spices.
雅各是非常美的一段圣经。
And the Song of Songs is a beautiful book.
说到主耶稣啊，说到这位我们的良人主耶稣啊，他你的名如同倒出来的香膏。
And it tells us about the name of Jesus. Your name is like a fragrant oil being poured out.
我们四个本地是四个嘛，你名是膏香啊，你爱比酒美啊。
And your name is fragrant, and your love is everlasting.
说的主耶稣馨香如同美药，我愿意藏在心房。
And then he says, my lover to me is like a sachet of myrrh in between my breasts.
真正的馨香之气啊，只有基督才有的。
Only Christ has this aroma.
那么旧约里边呢，给我们看见这个香气是怎么产生、怎么制造出来的呢
？The Old Testament tells us how incense are made.
所以我们要和弟兄姊妹再读一段圣经。
So we need to read another scripture.
我们读一读出埃及记第30章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 30.
出埃及记30章34节到36节
verses 34 to 36 chapter 30。
好的了，我们大家再一同来读一读啊。
So let's read them together.
耶和华吩咐摩西说：“你要取馨香的香料，就是拿他弗、斯西利、希利比拿、 这香，这馨香的香料和净乳香各样有一半大的分量，你要用这些加上盐，按作香之法做成清净圣洁的香。这里面讲到这个香是怎么做的呢？
So this passage tells us how this incense was made.
它有四种的材料，加上盐呢，一共有五种。
Together including salt, it has four spices.
这个名字都很难念的啊。头一种呢叫做拿塔夫。
Gum resin.
第二种是斯西利。
Monica.
第三种是西利比拿。
Galbanum.
再加上净乳香。
Pure frankincense.
啊，那么最后一样呢，加上盐。
And the last ingredient is the salt.
这几种的材料啊，都是和主耶稣基督有关系的。
And all these spices represent our Lord Jesus.
都是来讲到基督身上所显出来的一些特性。
And they represent characteristics of our Jesus Christ.
每一种的材料啊，都是描写着主耶稣的品德、主耶稣的恩惠、主耶稣的荣美、主耶稣的高贵。
And every spice represents his characters, his grace, and his noble nature.
这个第一种拿塔夫啊，它是一种带香味的塑胶。
And this gum resin is a fragrant sap.
哎，它那个字根呐、啊，它原来那个字的字根呐、啊，有那个地下，就是地下恩惠那个地下的意思。
And the original text.Has this meaning of a dripping.
哎，那就是主耶稣的生命流露出来的样子。
That means the life of Christ will drip out.
我们知道主耶稣一生在地上啊，他经过的地方啊，都是地下恩惠啊。
We all know that the walk of Jesus on earth left trails of graces.
主耶稣无论到哪里碰见人的时候啊，常常他口中就地下恩惠来了。
Wherever Jesus went, he would speak.Great work of grace.
比方主耶稣到了碰见那一个躺卧在比斯大池子旁边，已经等了38年，没办法得到医治的人。
When he encountered this lamb by Bethesda,
他已经失望到极点了，没有人帮助他。
And this person's been lame for 38 years, and he's in deep despair.
那天主耶稣来到池子旁边的时候，就对他说了。
And no one wanted to help him, but that day Jesus told him,
他说，你要痊愈吗?
Do you want to be healed?
那一个瘫痪的人说，我已经在这里等了那么多年了，没有人帮助我。
But the lame replied, I've been here many years, no one will help me.
主耶稣说，你起来。
But Jesus says, rise up.
拿起你褥子起来走。
Take your mat and walk.
结果呢，这个在池子旁边躺了38年的人呢，一下子拿起褥子来向前走路了。
This person been lying there for 38 years, and all of a sudden he got up and took his mat and walked.
你看，这是主耶稣身上呢，就地下恩惠。
And this is the grace of our Lord Jesus.
比方那个被法利赛人扎到的，文士法利赛人扎到那个女人，犯罪的女人。
And there was this woman being caught in her act of sin.
大家都要拿石头来打死她的时候。
And everyone wanted to stone her.
啊，他们把这个女人叫在主的跟前。
And they brought this woman before Jesus.
看一看主怎么办。
They wanted to see how Jesus would act.
这个主要说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以卸拿石头打她。
But Jesus says, whoever have never sinned before can cast the first stone.
结果那许多人从老到少，一个都通通都退走了。
So everyone left one by one, all of them.
只留下那个女人在主耶稣的跟前。
And only that woman was left there with Jesus.
主耶稣说，女人呢，没有人定你的罪吗？
And Jesus asked her, so woman, no one condemned you?
那个女人说没有。
Says no.
主耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。
Jesus says, I will not condemn you either.
从此以后你平平安息吧，不要再犯罪了。
Go in peace and sin no more.
你想象啊，我们很多是因着我们的过失。
A lot of times because of mistakes.
我们视为许多的人都是定我们的罪的。
Everyone will condemn us.
当我做错一件事情。
When we commit something
wrong. 当我有一个失败的行动。
When we fail.
无论是亲戚朋友。
Whether family or relatives.
弟兄姊妹。
Or even brothers and sisters at church.
大家都是把指头指在了你的身上。
Everyone will point fingers at me.
好像心里思维许多人都要把你吞吃掉一样的。
As everyone wanted to swallow you up.
你真是觉得，哎呀，我在世界上真是苦啊。
And you feel it's such a pain to live in this earth.
个人都是指责我，没有人能够帮助我。
Because everyone is blaming me and no one is helping.
突然听见主耶稣的话。
And then we hear what Jesus says.
我也不定你的罪。
I will not condemn you either. Go in peace.
弟兄姊妹, 你看, 主耶稣身上说发生出来的就是一种馨香之气。
Can we see, brothers and sisters, the fragrance on Jesus Christ?
那么第二种的材料叫施洗利。
And the second ingredient, the second spice is onycha.
施洗利呢,是红海所出产的一种贝壳。
It's a special type of shell from the Red Sea.
把这种贝壳磨碎之后焚烧呢，就产生出一种香气来。
After it's been ground to powder, it will have some fragrance.
这种烧成香气的那个贝壳呢，可以做药品，可以有医治的力能力的。
And it can be used as a medicine. It will heal.
我们是红海啊，就知道向自己死。
And then we all know that the Red Sea represents dying to yourself.
是主耶稣啊，一生啊，一开头出现在人面前呢，就把自己摆在约旦河里边受尽，向自己死。
When Jesus first came out to ministry, he buried himself in the River Jordan by being baptized. He was dying to himself.
他就像红海出产的贝壳一样啊。
Just like this shell from the Red Sea.
那么卑微。
So humble and lowly.
把自己摆在死地。
And he denied himself.
经过各样的磨练。
Put himself through death, through all kinds of trials,
经过种种的痛苦,
through all kinds of sufferings.
多少人讥笑他,
so many people scolded him.
多少人折磨他,
they torture him.
但是你看, 当主耶稣这样受尽诸般的痛苦和折磨的时候,
after through all kinds of sufferings and torture,
主耶稣怎么表现出来啊?
How did Jesus act?
哇,
He says, Father,
对面他们,
forgive them.
因为他们所做的事情他们不知道。
They do not know what they're doing.
你看看啊, 当别人都涂抹在他脸上咒诅他的时候, 主耶稣为他们祷告。
Can we see that when people strike him a spit on him, he prayed for them?
这是一个把自己的荣耀, 把自己的什么都摆在死地的人。
He totally laid down himself and his glory, his pride.
所以他就像那个红海的贝壳一样被磨碎了之后啊, 他身上发出一种香气来。
Just like the seashell from Red Sea being ground to powder so that the fragrance will come out.
啊, 所以弟兄姊妹, 这些基督的香气。
And this is the fragrance of Christ.
第三种的材料叫希利比拿。
And the third spice is galbanum.
这个希利比拿呀, 是非洲东岸的一种塑胶。
And this is a type of rubber from the East Africa.
它那个气味有点辛辣。
And it's kind of, the smell is kind of spicy.
但是这个味道呢, 有能够驱除那个虫害的力量的。
But it can drive out insects.
我们想想看主耶稣在地上的时候啊,
So when Jesus was on earth,
有的时候啊, 也真是叫人觉得一种辛辣的味道啊。
Sometimes we can feel he's kind of spicy.
当他责备那些文士和法利赛人的时候,
When he rebuked those scribes and Pharisees,
你们这个假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人又惑了。
He says, All to you, Pharisees and scribes, you're hypocrites.
你们怎样怎样怎样怎样, 那真是啊, 叫法利赛人和文士都受不了的。
And then his rebuke was so harsh.
就算主耶稣的门徒彼得吧,
Even Peter, the apostle,
主耶稣啊, 他一心向着耶路撒冷而去,
When Jesus set his mind to go to Jerusalem,
却动他的门徒手,
So when his disciples said,
他要上耶路撒冷去,
When Jesus was about to go to,
祭司长, 文士许多的苦,
When Jesus was about to go to Jerusalem to suffer from the elders and the priests, And then if they, and when they found out that he would be persecuted, and he would be crucified,
彼得一听啊，他主啊，你万万不可以如此啊！
So Peter immediately said, Lord, you should not do this.
彼得真是好心好意啊，爱主啊。
Peter said this out of his kind heart and love for the Lord.
结果主耶稣说，撒旦，你退我后边去吧。
But then Jesus says, Satan, leave me.
因为你不体贴神的意思，你只体贴自己肉体的意思。
Get behind me, because you do not mind the will of God, but the will of man.
我们谁能够受得了这样的指责啊？
Who can take such rebuke?
我们这些人呢，很是娇嫩的。
Because we're very fragile.
当别人指责我们一点点的时候，我们就受不了。
When people rebuke us, we can't take it.
你想想。 当主耶稣这样责备彼得的时候，如果你是彼得，你吃得下吗？
Can you imagine if you were Peter, can you take such rebuke from the Lord Jesus?
主耶稣这种啊，就是一种辛辣的味道。
So this is the spicy smell of Jesus.
但是这个辛辣的味道呢，确实能够驱除那个虫害。
But this smell can drive away insects.
能够帮助我们呢，把我们那个仇敌在我们上一起的工作，可以把它驱逐掉。
Can protect us from all harm and destruction of the work of the enemy.
是虽然主耶稣好像说话是那么厉害。
Even though Jesus rebuke was so harsh.
就像那天在圣殿里面，主耶稣把那个买卖牛羊各自的带回银钱的人统统赶出去。
Just like on that day, Jesus drove out all the money exchangers in the holy temple.
但是它的结果呢，是为大家教会蒙恩的。
But the result.The purpose was to bless the church.
他有时候说厉害的话，都是为了叫我们得益处的。
Even his harsh words were to benefit us.
因为今天呢，撒旦呢就好多好多的像虫害一样的东西，常常要来吞噬我们的。
Because Satan is trying always to swallow and to destroy us.
那么主要说是他发射出来一个辛辣的味道呢，就是能够让这个病虫害啊远离开我们。
And this spicy smell of Jesus can protect us from all harm.
那么还有一种材料叫净乳香。
And then the fourth spice was pure frankincense.
那是要基督在复活里面的香气来讲。
And this is the aroma of the resurrection of Christ.
我们基督的爱呀，是不像我们人间的爱。
You know, the love of Christ is different from the love of man.
我们人的爱呀，都是经不起考验的。
Because love of man cannot be tested.
今天他对我好一点，我就对他好一点。
Today he's nice to me, so I'm nice to him.
今天如果他不对我好，我也不对他好了。
If he's not nice to me today, I'm not nice to him either.
我们这个人的爱啊，你看前世的事哦，你们刚刚在一起的时候啊，大家都甜甜蜜蜜，宝贵的不得了。
So that we can always see such things that one day we're very sweet to each other.
两个人总是这个也离不开他，他也离不开这个那另外一个人。
As if
谁也离不开谁。
Sometimes we are very close to each other. It seems like we can never be separated.
但是过不了半年，过不了一年。
But then after a half a year or a year.
啊、哦，这个最你本来你最喜欢的人变成最讨厌的冤家。
Maybe your best friend becomes someone so annoying.
这些我们人间的爱呀、啊，通通都是靠不住的。
And such is the love of man, which is not dependable.
尤其是我那么帮助你。
Especially if we have favor for others.
有一天你居然辜负了我。
And then if we do not get anything in return.
那就算了吧，从此之后啊，我也再也不跟你做朋友了。
Then forget about our friendship.
但是当彼得三次否认主之后。
But after Peter disowned Jesus for three times.
主耶稣在复活以后啊，第一个去寻找就是彼得。
After Jesus resurrected, the first person he sought after was Peter.
不但去寻找他，并且在海边的时候啊，主耶稣啊三次祝福他。
Not only that he sought after Peter, but on the beach of Galilee, he three times blessed Peter.
Peter, Peter, 你爱我比这些更深吗？
Peter, Peter, do you love me more than all these?
你牧养我的小羊。
Shepherd my sheep.
你看基督的爱呀，是复活的爱。
So this love of Christ is a resurrection love.
经得起考验。
It can be tested.
经得起打击。
Can be tried.
经得起各样的试炼。
Can be attacked too.
所以这个就是基督身上那个净乳香啊，那个香气就发射出来。
So this is the smell of the pure frankincense.
啊，所以我们看到主耶稣在地上呢，33年半的生活啊，处处都发射出来各种各样的香气来。
So during this.33 and a half years, Jesus spread out all kinds of fragrant smells.
那么这个香气呢，要显在我们的身上。
And the same fragrance will show on us.
那么现在我们可以来讲到，我们的身上怎么可能有馨香自己发射出来呢？
Then how can we have this fragrance on us?
啊，这第一件事情。
The first thing.
要多亲近亲近主。
Spend time, draw near to the Lord.
我们再读雅各好不好？
Let's turn to the book Song of Songs.
我们先读雅各第一章。
First chapter, Song of Songs.
雅各第一章，我们读第12节、13节。
Verses 12 and 13.
好，一起来读啊！王正奏席的时候。我的拿达香膏就发出香味，我以我的良人为一袋墨药藏在我怀中。啊，这里呀、啊、讲到他王，他正与王一同坐席的时候啊，他 他那个香膏啊，就发出香气来了。
So while the king was still at the table, my perfume spread its fragrance.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们了，我们身上要发出香气来呀、啊。第一件事情，我们要和主耶稣这位君王一同奏席。
So the first thing for our perfume to spread its fragrance is to be at the table with the Lord King.
一同奏席就常常的亲近主。
Is to spend time and draw near to the Lord.
我们和主耶稣坐在一起。
If we are at the table with the Lord,
我们的脸常常对着主耶稣的脸。
If our face is with His face,
我们眼睛常常看着我们的主耶稣。
And our eyes are on Him.
我们来尝尝他的恩典，他的慈爱。
And we taste His goodness and His grace.
我们知道，一个人呢、啊，你和谁都亲近，你就会很容易像谁的味道。
We all know that whoever we spend time with will be like that person.
这个小孩子为什么很像父母亲呢
？Why is that this child so much resemble his parents.
那么除了当他生下的时候，他本来就是父母比较像之外，他受他父，因为常常受他听见了父亲所讲的话，看见了父亲所做的事，小孩子就容易像父亲。
Besides the genetic reasons, he's like his father because he watches his father a lot.
啊，所以你跟一个好学生在一起的话呢，很容易也跟好学生一样的好。
So if you spend time with some good students, you will be just like another good student.
你跟一个坏学生在一起呢，也跟坏学生一样坏。
But if you hang out with bad kids, you become like one too.
这就是我们中国人说的“近朱者赤，近墨者黑”了。
So you will be just like the person you are with.
所以我们要想有基督的香气显在我们的身上。
In order for the aroma of Christ to be on us.
第一件事情，我们要花时间多多的亲近主。
The first thing is to spend time and draw near to the Lord.
我们和他一同坐席。
And we will be at His table.
他与我，我与他，我们一同坐席。
He and I am with Him at the table. Second thing.
我们在这。约翰福音第十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
这段圣经大家很熟的。
John chapter 12.
十二章第一节到第三节。
Verses
1
through
3. 逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之初。有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同席的耶稣同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的珍纳的香膏，抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。我最喜欢抹了一句话呀，屋里就满了膏的香气。
How I love the last sentence, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
哎呀，我真是盼望我们每一个人的家里面呢，都满了膏的香气。
How I wish that all our houses are filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
我们真是盼望我们每一个聚会啊，都是满了膏的香气。
And all our meetings are filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
但是怎么样能够满了膏的香气、啊、
？But how?
这里。有奉献和牺牲的原则。
There has to be sacrifices and offerings.
那一天在伯大尼那个宴席当中啊。
On that day at Bethany.
玛利亚这个姊妹是拿着一斤极贵重的珍纳的香膏来。
This Mary took about a pint of pure nard, very expensive perfume.
她打破那个玉瓶。
And she broke that alabaster jar.
把香膏浇在主耶稣的身上。
And she poured the perfume on Jesus.
我们知道玛利亚家里呢，并不是很富有的。
We all know that this household was not very wealthy.
他这一斤极贵重的香，正大的香膏啊，可以说是把他家是最宝贵的拿来献在主耶稣的身上。
This expensive perfume was the most costly thing at his house.
所以这个犹大和其他的门徒就说：“哎呀，这么贵重的香膏，可以买去救济好多的穷人呐、啊！你这么花在主耶稣身上，不是太可惜了吗
？”That's why Judas and other disciples reacted.Why such a waste? Why can't you use the perfume and sell it to help the poor?
并且那个装香膏那个瓶子是玉瓶啊。
And also the perfume was in an alabaster jar, it's a type of jade.
非常珍贵的玉瓶啊。
Very expensive type of jade.
那一天，为了把香膏倒在主耶稣身上呢，玛利亚把这个玉瓶都打碎了。
In order to pour out the perfume, Mary had to break that jar.
所以这里就讲到奉献和牺牲。
This takes sacrifices and
我们正是要叫屋里满了膏的香气啊！必须我们弟兄姊妹，我们肯舍得 让足了打破我们的玉瓶。
In order for the house to be filled with the fragrance of the perfume, we have to let the Lord to break our jar.
把其珍贵的献到高，嗯，浇在主耶稣身上。
So that this expensive perfume can be poured on Jesus.
那今天我们在北美的生活很不容易了。
It's not that easy to live in North America
nowadays. 但是我们看见许多弟兄姊妹啊，他们在繁忙当中。把时间把家庭都奉献在主的跟前。
But we still see many brothers and sisters offering their time and family to the Lord in their busy life.
你想我们哪一个家庭不想像能够在家里边呢好好的享受家庭的天伦之乐。
Who doesn't want to spend their free time with their family?
尤其是你看白天我们工作那么忙碌那么累了。
Especially we work so hard during the daytime.
那么到了晚上或者到了周末的话呢在家里面和妻子儿女啊围绕在一起啊我们吃着火锅我们享受像是天伦之乐啊这个就是我们大家都是盼望那个家庭的美好的享受了。
So who doesn't want to spend their free evenings and weekends with their family and have some enjoyable family time?
但是弟兄姊妹我们看见很多弟兄姊妹虽然是渴望有这样的家庭美好的生活。
But we see that many brothers and sisters, even though they long for such family time,
但是许多弟兄姊妹都把这个享受为了主的缘故打破了。
But then they break this enjoyment for the Lord.
甚至有一个姊妹埋怨她的弟兄。
I heard one wife complained about her husband.
她说：“你如果要这么爱主，你当初为什么要跟我结婚呢？”
She says, "If you love the Lord so much, why did you marry me?"
你只花在家庭的时间那么少。
How come you spend so little time with your family?
早是如此，你就不要跟我结婚嘛。
If I knew it, I would not marry you.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，但是基督今天神的家里面有馨香之气啊，就在有人肯把家庭事业啊，为着主的缘故肯打破。
But today there's a fragrance of in the house of God because there are people who broke their jar for the Lord.
你们知道穆迪弟兄啊，他曾经有一个美梦啊。
You know that Brother Moody once had a dream.
那是几百年之前了啊。
Was several hundred years ago.
他是一个做皮鞋生意的人。
He was a shoemaker.
他一生呢盼望能够赚到$500,000。
And then he was in the shoemaking business and he wanted to make $500,000.
今天$500,000太小意思了。
It's a small number today.
但是两百年之前，你想想$500,000是一个相当大的数目了。
But it was a huge number 200 years ago.
就是他一生呢想做一个成功的商人。
In another words, he wanted to become a successful businessman.
但是那一次他在个聚会当中被主爱摸着的时候啊。
But one day he was touched by the Lord in the meeting.
他说我这个梦做不成了。
And he knew there goes his dream.
这个要赚$500,000那个梦啊就做不成了。
The dream to make $500,000 was gone.
这个梦被主打碎了。
Because the Lord broke the dream.
这以后呢，穆迪就放下他的工作，在大西洋两岸传福音做见证。
And then from there on, he gave up his business and started preaching gospel throughout the nation.
在大西洋两岸，不知道有几百万的人得救了。
On both a coast, many millions of people were saved by him.
这屋里面就满了膏的香气。
So the house of God was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
所以这个香气的显出要在于我们肯奉献和为着主的缘故牺牲。
So in order for the fragrance to be spread, there has to be sacrifices and offering.
那么第三个关键。
And the third.
我们再看雅歌第四章。
Let's turn to Song of Songs chapter 4.
雅歌第四章第十节十一节。
Song of Songs, chapter 4, verses 10 and 11.
我妹子，我心腹，你的爱情何其美，你的爱情必就更美，你高于的香气胜过一切的香品。我心腹，你的嘴唇甜蜜，好像蜂房甜蜜，你的舌下有蜜有奶，你衣服的香气如黎巴嫩的香气。再到第十六节。
And verse 16.
那北风啊，兴起；南风啊，吹来，吹在我的园内，使其中的香气发出来。愿我的良人进入自己的园里，吃他佳美的果子。这里开头是这个王对这个童女的称赞。
At the beginning, this was the compliment, the praises for this made them.
他说这个童女就是爱主的人啊，她的膏油的香气啊，胜过一切的香槟。
And the maiden represent all that love the Lord.
她衣服的香气呢，像利巴嫩的香气一样。
And the fragrance of her garment is like the fragrance of Lebanon.
这个童女一听这个王的赞美啊，她就进一步的追求了。
And after the maiden heard the praises of the Lord, she further pursued the Lord.
她北风啊，信息南风啊，吹来。
Therefore she cried out, "Awake, north wind, and come south wind."
吹在我的园内，使其中的香气发出来。
Blow on my garden, so that its fragrance may spread abroad.
所以这里讲到我们第三个要叫香气发出的秘诀呢。
So the third secret for us to spread this fragrance.
要接受各样的环境的磨练。
Is to be disciplined by our
circumstances. 无论是北风也好，
whether it's north wind,
无论是南风也好，
or south wind.
南风是我们最喜欢的风。
Because we all like south wind.
因为它在寒冬的时候带给我们温暖的那样一种舒畅的一种快乐的感觉。
Because it brings warmth in winter time.
啊，但是北风的话呢，哎呀，尤其到冬天那个西北风一吹啊，那是冷的，冷到吹到骨头里面去的。
But then the north wind always brings us chills in winter time.
所以南风代表平安顺利的环境。
So south wind represents smooth environment.
北风呢就代表那些不顺利，那些常常是挫折的各样我们不大喜欢的环境。
And north wind represents trials and frustrations.
那么这个女子呢，她说北风啊吹来，南风啊兴起，吹在我的园内啊，叫其中的香气发出来。
But this maiden cried out, "Awake, north wind, and come south wind, blow on my garden, and its fragrance may spread abroad."
主今天已经住在我们里头。
The Lord already lives in us.
我们常常亲近主，我们里面有香气。
If we spend time with the Lord, we will have this fragrance.
但是要这个香气发出来，还要南风来吹，北风来吹。
But in order for this fragrance to spread abroad,Both north wind and south wind have to blow.
无论是顺境或者是逆境。
Whether smooth or adverse environment.
无论是快乐的事情或者是叫你痛苦的事情。
Whether it's happy time or sorrowful time.
都激励你让这个香气发散出来。
It will cause the fragrance to spread.
你晓得盖恩夫人的传记。
Have you read the book of the autobiography of Madame Dion?
他这本传记的名字叫《馨香的魅药》。
It's a fragrant myrrh.
啊，那就是盖恩夫人呢，能够接受各样不同的环境。
Because she accepts the discipline from the Lord in all circumstances.
我没有时间多去讲它。
I don't have time to elaborate.
这个盖恩夫人身上发射出那个馨香的魅药的气息。
But we all know that Miss Dion, she has this fragrance.
我想最后一点，我们教堂就可以结束了。
Lastly,
我们读到耶利米书第四十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 48.
四十八章第十一节。
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 48, verse
11. 他摩亚自幼年以来常享安逸，如酒在渣滓上澄清，没有从这器皿倒在那器皿里面，也未曾被掳去，因此他的原味尚存。香气未变，这里讲到啊，这个摩亚一个不好的点啊，就是他不管经过多少的环境啊，他的香气啊还是原味，原味上乘，香气未变，还是原来那个样子。
This verse tells us that Moab they stay the same.
为什么我们许多基督徒啊，做基督徒做了几年了？
This could possibly explain why some Christians remain the same after years.
人家看看我们这个人呢，还是一样。
And then people do not see anything change in our life.
说你信主那么多年了，还是原来那个样子。
People might say, "How come you're still the same after you become Christian?"
我也看不见你身上有什么改变。
I don't see any changes in your life.
为什么？
Why?
就是我们没有像酒在扎在倒倒过，在倒来倒去倒过。
Because we have not been poured out like wine from one jar to another.
因为这个酒啊，光是在这个瓶子里面呢，好像这个成那个有渣滓在瓶子里头。
Because if the wine is kept in the dregs.
所以要把这个酒澄清的话呢，要从这个器皿里面倒到那个器皿里面。
In order to purify the wine, it has to be poured out from one jar to another.
那么好像那些渣滓呢就被倒掉。
So that impurity would stay behind.
但是你没有从这个器皿倒到那个器皿，你摆在那里呢？
But it has not been poured out from one jar to another.
你看起来好像哎，上面的酒很清了啊。
You can see the wine might be clear on the top.
但是那个沙子还在下面。
But the impurity remains on the bottom.
稍微动一动啊，这个沙子又翻上来了。
So if you shake, the impurity will come up.
对，常常我们这些基督徒啊，就是这样子。
And we Christians are often like that.
有时候你看在聚会的时候，我们好像很爱主、很敬虔的样子。
We may appear godly in our meeting.
但是稍微环境一变动了之后，哎。我们那个底下那个渣子啊，一通通就跑上来。
But if we're shaken by our environment, all the impurities will surface.
这人家就吃不消了。怎么信主信那么多年还是这个样子
？So people cannot stand us because we remain the same.
所以这个要不要从这个前面倒过去，把那个渣子滤掉，再倒过来又把那个渣子滤掉
？So the impurity can only be rid of if we are being poured from one jar to another and vice versa.
倒的越多，这个酒就越清。
The more we are being poured.The more pure the wine.
所以这个就是旧约里面的约瑟啊，你看被神倒来倒去，倒来倒去。
It's just like Joseph being poured out by the Lord many times.
把他从父亲的家里倒到埃及那个护卫长的家里做奴仆去。
He's being poured out from his father's house to Potiphar's house.
又被护卫长的家里又被倒到监狱里面去。
And then from Potiphar's house, he got poured into the prison.
我们说约瑟一生历史啊，真是觉得很苦啊。
We read a Joseph story.
但是当他这样的倒钩的时候啊，耶和华神与他同在。
Whereas he was being poured, the Lord was with him.
所以无论到哪里啊，人家都能够看见，真是神与你同在啊。
So wherever he goes, people can tell that the Lord is with him.
那个馨香自己就显出来了。
So this fragrance was spread.
今天我们在主跟前，要有基督的馨香之气呢，也要让主把我们倒钩。
So in order for us to have this fragrant smell, we have to let the Lord pour us, pour us out. So for the Lord to deal with us, with the environment.
叫我们的血气，叫我们的肉体，叫我们那个天然生命的原味啊，在十字架的倒钩里面被炼干净。
So that the smell of our natural life can be rid of.
这样就能够让基督的馨香之气能够被显出。
And the fragrance of Christ will spread.
我想我今天就教堂到这里了。
And this concludes my sharing.
请余弟兄带我们祷告。